Ross, what can you tell us about the team? Is Sandy going to play this week?
Oh, sorry, run that by me again.
The team this week, is Sandy going to be a part of that?
He's more than likely, yeah. We're just tidying it up. The team goes out a bit later today, so we're getting all the information back from training. But we've got two definite outs, so Alex Pearce and Michael Walters through suspension. So Aaron's cleared and trained well, so yeah, we think he'd play. We obviously got to get all the information, and then and Nathan will play, so that's what we're looking at. And then Stephen Hill train, we're just getting some more clear and making some decisions on that. But he quite played quite well, trained quite well also.
If you play Aaron, do you have to play a second ruckman, or do you go back to just having the one and create people?
Well, I was still, it's a good question. You know, Jones and Aptness played very well, but as we get all the feedback, we'll be able to finalise the team and then send that out.
Well, how do you go about replacing someone like Alex Pearce, who's been your post-up sort of tall defender?
Yeah, he's been very good, hasn't he? But Joel has been strong defensive. We thought Shane Kirsten was very strong as well. And they've been playing roughly their three talls, haven't they? So Kernow, Kerr's been playing, help me with the other one. Look, it is what it is. Well, there's a lot of undersized defences around, and we might be a little bit short, but we could always roll Cox back if we think we need be. So, and Ryan Nyhouse and Luke Ryan play quite tall. So, again, it's really about the pressure up the field. So, but Joel's had a capacity to play on the smalls as well if they go smaller. So we can just roll over a little bit. But you're right, Alex has been a key pillar in that defence, and he played with great courage last week, and like a broken thumb. So he's had that gone and it's been pinned, and he went back on and played without any injection or medical assistance. So it was a really meritorious day for him, the way he went about it. So he set some high standards for everyone that plays this weekend about how you need to compete and never give up. So hopefully they play with that sort of level of spirit.
What's the prognosis for Alex in terms of what sort of length?
I think it's been on the website 3 to 4 weeks, I think. I think optimistically maybe 2. So it's this week, 1, and then the bye. So, but again, we're dictated by pain and comfort.
Nat Fyfe, a milestone game for him. Yeah. Can you just give us a little bit of a summary about your time with him and the special player he is?
Yeah, I suppose it's been the bulk of his career, probably, hasn't it? If he's playing 150. So, well, he's had some significant injuries and some shoulder stuff before I got here. And we all saw what he was when he walked through. So his story is about working really hard and building his body and competing strongly. And he's become a great clearance player, competitor, contested ball winner who can really go forward and mark the ball or mark it anywhere, really. And he's displayed great acts of courage, playing with a broken leg and shoulders and all those sort of things. So he's a credit to himself, really. You've got to write your own story in this business. It's a performance industry, and he's performed at the highest levels and played well in international rules. So I think the best is yet to come, and I think a big part of that's going to be his leadership. That's really improving and growing all the time. And all of us, leaders aren't born. They're developed, and you know, you go through all your crucibles and they forge things in you, and he's been through a little bit over the last few years. So he's really growing with the group, leading them and bringing them through. So I think his best is yet to come. You know, I think he should go on, obviously, to become a 250-game-plus player. So you learn all the time, whether you're coaching or playing, about the mechanics and about leadership. So, yeah, his best is yet to come. But it's been an exciting day. I'm sure half a late Grace will be there. We'll welcome them. What's important from our end is that the playing group delivers the effort that shows the esteem we hold Nathan in. So that's really what it's about. We can't do it for Nathan, but our effort should reflect the esteem we hold him in.
What parts of his game do you see upside in, Ross?
Yeah, well, I feel like I answered it, really. Leadership and direction and bringing them through is going to be a big part of it. And all of us, you know, work on our distribution, our kicking and our handball and our decision-making. So we can all get better offensively and defensively. So and Nathan would acknowledge that. So he's far from the player he's going to end up. He's going to end up better than what he is now.
How do you cover someone like Walters, who's so important to you because of the quality of his ball use?
Yeah, I think he's ball out. His standout is his ball use, really. He's very special with the ball in hand. And last week, even though he didn't kick too many, or any, I don't think, but he would have had four where his kicks set up the goal. So we'll miss that, but it's up for the other. Gyro's a really good ball user. Matera can use it really well. Cox is a really good ball user. Mundy can certainly use the ball, and Neil. So we need those guys, and Wilson and Ryan off halfback. So they just got to pick that up a little bit, I suppose. It's never going to be perfect. We'd love him in, particularly at Etihad. Its roof should be shut. It's pristine. And, you know, he's like a laser there. So we need a few others to deliver a few darts, like Michael.
Ross, the win on the weekend like you had, how many wins is that worth really for the younger guys to get a big one like that?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Well, it fuels their belief. It fuels everyone's belief in what we're doing. And when you think Chera was best on the ground and Cox was virtually best, almost equal, as voted by the coaches, that's not insignificant that you've got a second-year player and a first-year player, and Andy Brayshaw was right up there. So it shows we're on the right path. But again, it takes time. Look at Nathan Buckley. He took over a really young Premiership Grand Final team, third youngest in history. And they played finals, then missed, and it's been 6 years. So it's not going to happen in 18 months or two. People can debate how long, but we're on a path that we're committed to, and it just shows we've got a bit coming through. We've got our shoulder to the wheel, and we're turning it, and we're all working really hard. So it's really important to celebrate those little successes along the way, because there's plenty of hard yards in front of us.
Al, is it good to play at Etihad when your win was on the road? The conditions there, as you mentioned, they're pristine. You're not dealing with different climates or anything like that.
Yeah, but to be honest, I don't think that we went to Canberra and competed fiercely. I mean, we come out of the middle and hit Mitch Crowd, and we turn around and kick it. We're 8 points against GWS. That's got Deledio and Cameron and all those guys playing. So I don't think it's as bad as it's made out to be. I think the scoreboard, but I look a bit deeper than the scoreboard, can be deceiving. And even against the Swans, they were effective with the ball, and we had 28 entries. We lost one-on-ones, and we didn't score. And you know, but we never gave up. So it's actually been a little bit better than even Collingwood 5 minutes before half time. I think we were 10 points. So it's never as good, never as bad. Last week was as good as everyone thinks. We could have easily lost that game. There was a lot of skill errors. But our effort to compete, you know, and it went for longer than it did against Collingwood. So, when you coach an AFL side, you understand deeply that every game's hard, and no matter where you play, it's hard. So North Melbourne was hard the week before. So where Carlton have really challenged Geelong at Geelong, Sydney and Sydney, they're going to be a really tough opposition.
Can you give us an update on Taylan Duman with his back, Ross?
Yeah, he'll play. My understanding, he'll play, but we're getting that feedback. We've got to see how he pulls up, but the plan is to play him at Peel, and Harley Bernal will play at Peel as well, so it's a really good sign for us that he's trained this week, done his full program, and he'll play, so that's good. We're looking to get a couple of back, you know, Hugh Dixon starting to whack away down there, and, you know, so in the next few weeks post the bye, we should see, you know, Brad Hill and Brady Gray and Sam Switowski. So we've had 13 on the injury list. It hasn't been insignificant. And you could argue 5 or 6 of our first 18 have been not playing. So, yeah, there's some good signs for us.
What sort of minutes would Harley play this week?
Yeah, a bit like he played. Yeah, what it was planned for, he'll just pick up where he took off. There'll be no taking him back a step. It'll be what he was playing. I think he was like 8 to 9K. So 3/4 of an AFL game probably.
What's the schedule with Brad Hill after the bye? Is he expect playing the waffle after the bye?
Yeah, I just said you expect him after the bye.
Okay.
Yeah. If I didn't make that clear, yeah. So he's training, you know, building him up. He should post the bye. He'll be in training, and then it's whether he's ready to go. It's just soft tissue risk from here. The bone and the knee is all fine. It's just soft tissue risk because he's missed so much.
What was the feedback on Cam McCarthy last week, Ross? And is he in the mix?
Yeah, he'll be in the squad. Yeah, Cam will be in the squad. So, Yeah, he wasn't perfect, but we thought he tried pretty hard. Went down the pill. It was very difficult conditions and adverse weather, blowing a gale, and very difficult. But yeah, his attitude's been really strong, and we've seen Ryan Nighthouse come in and hold his end up. So that form's standing up, and gives an opportunity to work hard without the scrutiny. I mean, the scrutiny can be overbearing, but that's the reality of AFL football, isn't it? Like, you got to take that to write your own story and be a part of success and be in a high-performance industry. So, but we understand there's a lot comes at players, whether it's social media, the four-hour news cycle, as opposed to what it used to be, 24 hours. I mean, and it's not even nasty. A lot of it, when you're playing well, it can be good, but when you're underperforming, that also gets highlighted. So I think it just builds a little bit, and when the team was struggling a bit, it was probably best to release that pressure valve and let him go back and work hard, with probably feeling, you know, because Cam feels he wants to really deliver for us, and you know, and his family, and him, but sometimes it's just, mate, just go and enjoy yourself and work hard.
Ross, does the game need to be changed, do you think, to improve the look of it?
It's beyond the scope of this press conference.
What about
that? Yeah, but I won't disrespect the question. It's for whatever reason, it's been made topical this week. It's right on the agenda. I think I suppose we had Gillon McLachlan, that dinner with the coaches, and obviously it was up for discussion. There's a lot of moving parts to this. There's a lot of moving parts. So, and there's a lot of juxtapositions, isn't there? There's the traditionalists, don't change, just work your way through. And someone spoke about, they went to a game in 98, a round in 1988, how many teams kicked under 10 goals and didn't get anywhere near the other. And then there's those that are more alarmed and want to work on. And then there's the ones that sit in between a bit. So I think everyone's intent is to have the game that everyone's enjoying and liking, and that we all thrive on, and it's built an industry that we're all a part of. There's no doubt about that. So, and we all wear the two hats, the club hat about this is what we're doing, but the big hat, we've all got the eye on the future, and we're custodians of the game, all of us. And I'm not here to preach, so I think there's all those positions. We've just got to work through it in a methodical manner, and obviously trial some things. And I mean, the charter of the game needs to be adhered to. It was developed, and we need to bring that to life. So sometimes it's hard as a coach when you're on that week-to-week treadmill and you're dealing with 45 players to really get off that and look up. I think the role of the coach, as I see it, is if they want to understand the mechanics and what's causing the issues, you know, so Alistair Clarke has been very good at talking about grounding and screening of the backman and what the, you know, prior opportunity does and how builds can do. So if you want to understand the mechanics and what's happening and what, if that's your problem, we could, if you get the starting point, that's where you want to be, and that's where we could help you work back to get there. I think that's the role of the coach. But those outside that have the chart of the game in their possession and are responsible to drive that through, they're the ones that need to work through all the opinions and then hopefully trial things. But nothing ventured, nothing gained, I think, if everyone's happy. But and I think there's just some data, some concerns, and our broadcasters are our absolute major partner, and they're incredible investors, and we need to make sure that they're getting return on investment. And if that's about how the game's played and we need to make some changes, well, we'll all be a part of that, because I can guarantee one thing, you won't be standing either, there'll be about two of you, and I'll have about one assistant. All right, so it's a big industry that we all need to get right, and we all want to get right. So I sit in the same boat, but I've got no hard and fast opinion, because I need to represent the club's view as well. We've got a footy subcommittee. I can't just come in and wheel off my own view, because it's not how we like to do business. It needs to be a club view. It needs to be a considered view. And then we'll put it forward in the right manner, because I think if everyone just starts shooting from the hip, there'll be mass confusion.
Game's too long, Ross.
As I said, I'm not here to really drill in. It's a good try, though. I'll see you next week. Thanks.